today. Thank God. Aren't you glad we have a musical church? I am. I appreciate the singing today. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer sent from the heart of God, we bless you, Lord. We thank you for love and grace and mercy that comes to us in the name of Jesus, our wonderful Savior. My subject today is put on your sandals. Luke chapter 15, verse 22, but the father said to the servant, bring out the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and sandals on his feet. Slaves were barefoot. They were exposed. Think of that. An atheist was under a walnut tree saying to himself, God, you're stupid. Pumpkin's little vine on the ground, the little walnut big tree, the walnut fell on him, and who was the fool then? The younger brother, when he left, said, give me my portion. When he came back and returned, he said, make me a hired servant. That's the difference. Are you one that wants God to give you something, or you want God to change you to something better? The older brother represented the old law of works. Lo, these many years I've served you, I've never had a party for me. The father divided them their livelihood. The elder brother already got double. A girl graduating said, 4 years of college, and whom has it gotten me? Nobody. I want to say the world steps aside when somebody knows where they're going to watch them. The father represents grace. Bring the best robe. The robe covers all the way down to their sandals. It confirmed sonship. A ring was put on his finger. That was like a credit card. He could just stamp with the ring of his father. He had a robe. He had a ring. And he had righteous sandals. He said, kill the fatted calf. The fatted calf, how long has it been growing? We don't know that. But I want to tell you something. There's something wonderful about giving, having sandals. Sandals are a privilege. Imelda of the Philippines has said to have 1,000 pair of shoes. Can you imagine that? You'd have to have a hallway to take care of those. Number one, sandals are a privilege. Song of Solomon, chapter 7, verse 1 reads, how beautiful are the feet of those in sandals. All your weight rests on your shoes. It's your security. The father had sandals put on his father's feet. The father was waiting for that day. Don't forget three things. Don't forget gratitude. God has chosen you. You may not have been chosen by your parents, but God chose you ahead of time. You have not chosen me, I've chosen you. Don't forget gratitude. Don't forget grace. Now are we the sons of God? Underprivileged? No, we are God's people. Don't forget God, that you do not forget the Lord your God. May our tongues stick to the roof of our mouth if we forget you, O God. That's what Israel said. Far worse to forget God than to forget what he does. Do you remember God every morning when you wake up to pray? Far worse to forget God than forget what he does. Sandals are a privilege. Number two, sandals are a protection. 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful, will establish you and guard you from every good work. He takes care of us when we're in our walk, in our talk. Protects us from injury. You can step on a nail if you don't have protection on your feet. A broken glass do great damage. Against disease that children have in Africa, think of all the disease they have because they have no shoes. Against the dangers of predators and things that can harm you. Against disease, against danger, against death. The wage of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Sandals help your path. Proverbs 4:12. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not fall. Shoes improve our gait. We can go fast when we have shoes on. It's against our stumbling. If you do these things, you will not stumble. If you have your shoes on your feet, which represents God's grace and love and mercy, stops you from staggering, against stumbling, against staggering, against slowing down. Sandals need purging. John chapter 13 and verse 5, they have to be clean. Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet because they were dirty with their sandals. Ephesians 5, 27, that he might sanctify and cleanse us with the washing of his word. Little things matter. They're the hinges upon which larger things turn. As I've said before, we'd never be able to get out of this building from those beautiful doors if there weren't hinges. Little things sometimes can become miserable. We must deal with the irritation. A man walked from New York to San Francisco and asked what the biggest problem was. It's the sand that got in my shoes. I wore sandals. Young man showing a family album to a friend said, with my family album, I threw away my comic books. Can you say amen? Little things matter. Little things can be miserable. Little things can minister. Jesus ministered to the feet and ministered to little children. Sandals carry proclamation. Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verse 15, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel. We must see the world as they're lost. They may be in riches. They may have good clothes, wonderful job, beautiful home, automobile, everything that a person wants. But we have to see them, even though prosperous, they're lost. Your neighbors are lost. Serve the Lord in this effort. Serve God with all your heart. Learn to understand his grace and mercy and love. Sandals carry proclamation. Sandals bring prosperity. Luke chapter 15, verse 22, bring the best robe, put the ring on his finger, sandals on his feet. He got earthly riches and heavenly ones. The best robe of redemption we have, precious. The word precious in the Bible, the Greek, means priceless. Our salvation is priceless. We have a robe of redemption on us today. The rich ring of sonship. He could buy what he wanted to. The ring served as a credit card. He could buy anything he wanted anytime he needed it. Righteous sandals are a part of our character, a lasting legacy that cannot be purchased. The prodigal came from poverty to prosperity. Go for God and God will go for you. Sandals off, taken off, sometimes in God's presence. Chapter 3, verse 5 in Exodus, remove your sandals from your feet, for you are on holy ground. The prodigal came home. What did he say when he came home? Make me, Lord. Is that your prayer today, that God will make you? Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my race. I've kept the faith. What you are doing is what you're becoming. You're becoming what you're doing. Do what's right and you'll become right. 43% of the birds in New Zealand never fly by their mother. Never gave them and developed their wings. You have strong wings because you face difficult times. An eagle can carry a load and go 20 feet, 200 feet, 2,000 feet in the air and look down and see a fish swimming in the river. Paul said, I fought a good fight. Life is a battle. Battle of the mind, mostly. That's where the devil is. He can trouble your mind. He can't get into your heart, but he can get in your mind, messing you up. Fought a good fight against the devil. I finished my race. I've kept the faith. The prodigal was weary, self-willed, but welcomed home. If you're a prodigal listening to us and watching us today, many parts of these wonderful 195 nations we have in the universe, Many of you are watching all over the world today. I want to tell you that God loves you. God wants to help you. God loves you. He always has. He said, I saw you, Jeremiah, when you're in your mother's womb. I knit you. Think of that. So Paul said, I fought a good fight, finished my race, kept the faith. Obedience is quick to response to God's will. Three things that you need. Obedience, quick to respond to what God tells you to do. Integrity, keeping right before man and before God. Have no lethargy. Don't be a slothful Christian. Keep oil in your vessel, oil in your lamp, because that's what makes the difference. Yes, sometimes we think we can't do anything. A one-legged school teacher from Scotland came to Hudson Taylor to offer himself service to China. Why do you, with only one leg, think of going as a missionary to China? Asked Taylor. I do not see those with two legs going, she said. He was accepted. God can use you no matter how crippled you may be in some area of your life. Are you serving God with a full heart? Are you in the yoke with God? There's a pole between, and there's a cross between us as we walk together with Jesus. God thinks about you all the time. He's looking after you all the time. He cares for you every second. He loves you. God loves you. In this pew, these pews over in this section, second section here, third section over here, fourth section over here, this lovely crowd that's here today in the house of God, God loves every one of us in this room. No more than anyone else, no less than anyone else. He loves you because he made you. There's no one like you in the world. Give the Lord a hand of praise. He loves you as you are. He made you. Even twins have a little difference. God knows you. He sees you. He sees us in this beautiful auditorium today with this wonderful high ceiling we have here. God's watching over you when you're driving your car. How many times has you missed an accident? God took hold of the wheel and held you. How many times has God helped you when you didn't think you could make it and you did? I've often said life is like a tunnel. You enter it lit. You go slow. You can only go as fast as the one in front of you. One behind you has to go as slow as you go. Life is a tunnel. Let me tell you, whatever tunnel you're in today, God's going to take you through it. He who brought you to it will bring you through it. What are you going through today? What's troubling your mind? What's burdening your heart? What young people, what children, what family is lost in your concern? What health problems do you have? Financial difficulties you face? Where are you at in life? What has life done to you? What are you doing to life? What are you responding? Life is a response. No, you can't stop what's coming your way. But you can prepare for it by prayer, Bible reading. You can prepare by your heart. In the morning when you wake up and say, God, help me through today. Not to miss an opportunity to be everything you want me to be all day long. My prayers, oh God, today just let me be what you want me to be. I just want what you want. Is that your prayer today? I just want what you want, God. I just need you. I love you today. He cares about you. You that are listening and watching, God loves you today. Don't ever think he does not. He knows your past. He knows all about you. He knows everything that's in your heart. Knows your desires of your mind. He wants to help you today. God loves you. Everybody say it with me. God loves me. I can't hear you. He loves us today. He really does. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart of God. touch us, Lord. Speak peace to our hearts, to our minds. May God bless these people today. Touch them. Ride with them in their automobile. Work with them at work. Help them when they sleep. Be with them when they eat. Whatever they do, whatever they say, be with them. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together, shall we? Cup your hands if you're comfortable in doing so.